14 health conditions added to Social Security's compassionate allowances list. The Social Security Administration has added 14 new medical conditions to its compassionate allowances list, an initiative that speeds up the disability benefits application process for Americans with serious medical conditions or illnesses. With the new additions, the compassionate allowances list now contains 314 health medical conditions in total, the SSA said in an August 11th statement. The 14 conditions are adenylosuccinate lyase deficiency neonatal form and type 1, Aicardi syndrome, Barrett-Sawinter syndrome, Beer-Stevenson cutis gyrata syndrome, Boring-Opitz syndrome, CASQ-related gene disorders, hepatosplenic T-cell lymphoma, Lafora disease, malignant migrating partial seizures of infancy, OPHN1 syndrome, primary cardiac sarcoma, primary intracranial malignant melanoma, uveal melanoma with metastases, and Warburg micro syndrome. When an individual applies for disability benefits, the SSA identifies whether it applies to the list, and when found eligible, the application is expedited. During processing, the SSA can use its health IT program to receive electronic medical records of the applicant, which enables adjudicators to make quicker decisions. Health IT enables the SSA to use electronic data exchanges to obtain medical records directly from healthcare providers. Social Security is strengthening our disability programs and making the disability determination process better, faster, and higher quality to serve the American public, Commissioner Frank J. Bisignano said in the statement. The Compassionate Allowances Initiative cuts through red tape and allows us to deliver support to individuals who experience life-changing diagnoses and need help fast. Since the implementation of the initiative in 2008, more than 1.2 million individuals suffering from severe disabilities have been approved through this process for disability benefits. The last time the SSA added new medical conditions to the program, which started with just 50, was roughly a year ago. In August 2025, 13 medical conditions were added to the list. The SSA identifies new conditions to be included in the compassionate allowances list after taking into account factors such as comments from medical experts, input from the public, and research from the National Institutes of Health. Anyone can suggest the name of a condition or illness to the SSA for inclusion on the list. The SSA will consider the medical condition after conducting its own evaluation. Handling disability claims. The SSA's latest compassionate allowances list update comes as the agency marked the 70th anniversary of the Social Security Disability Insurance Program on August 1st, the SSA said in a July 30th statement. The compassionate allowances list process expedites the processing of SSDI benefits for eligible applicants. Since fiscal year 2024, wait times at the initial determination level of the application have been reduced by more than 25%, the SSA said, adding that decisions on claims now arrive 40 days faster than in January 2025. Disability examiners now clear 13% more cases every week than in fiscal year 2025. Since 2025, more than 150,000 expedited decisions have been made on disability cases. For 70 years, Social Security Disability Insurance has provided essential support to millions of disabled workers and their families, Bisignano said in the statement. This program is more than just a benefit. It is a lifeline offering stability and hope to the American people during life's most challenging moments. At present, more than 8 million people with disabilities rely on SSDI benefits. On July 21st, the SSA announced in a statement that it had made major enhancements to the My Social Security platform to provide new tools and notices to people filing disability claims. The agency said it was making available 26 notices for disability claims through the platform. Individuals can now complete and submit disability adjudication forms directly through these accounts, ensuring that adjudicators receive the required information quickly. This ensures more efficient processing of the claims. These digital tools will streamline operations and empower claimants to stay informed and promptly respond to important developments throughout the hearing process, eliminating the need for hearing offices to make outbound calls and instead focus on reviewing cases in a timely manner, SSA Chief of Disability Adjudication Jay Ortiz said in the statement.